It's September 13. One of the all-time great detective TV shows started on this day.
This is Jim Rockford. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Yes, The Rockford Files. Love that theme. Starring James Garner, started on September 13, 1974.
You've got to be one of the dumbest-looking apes I ever saw.
Do you recognise this music? It's from the Mario Brothers game, released in 1985. In 1998, Patrick Rafter became the first Australian in 40 years to win back-to-back major titles when he took out his second consecutive US Open, in an all-Aussie final too, against Mark Philippoussis.
Talk about a dominating last two sets.
In game set match, Rafter.
To the birthday, starting with another Aussie sports star, Marjorie Jackson Nelson is 88, the first Australian woman to win a gold medal in 1952.
And speakers leave no doubt about Lithgow's opinion of the Lithgow flag.
Former Chicago lead singer Peter Cetera is 75 today. His biggest solo hit was the love theme from Karate Kid Part 2. Australian photographer Anne Geddes is 63, famous for those fabulous baby photos.
It's been, 30 years of photographing. I am still totally captivated by that concept of capturing that moment in time in a still image.
Some big sporting birthdays today. Once the fastest man in the world, Michael Johnson is 52.
He's got it! World record Superman flies again!
AFL great with the Demons and renowned commentator Gary Lyon is also 52.
Tries to lay it to Gary Lyon. Good shot by Lyon. What a goal. He's a champ.
And a special birthday today for Australia's greatest ever bowler, the Sheik of Tweek, Shane Warne, turns the big 5-0.
Got him. There it is. Wicket number 700. And they can't catch him.
Celebrating Shane Warne's 50th on this day, September 13.